The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Long lines of container ships are lining up outside major U.S. ports today as the biggest dock worker strike in nearly a half century enters its third day.
It is a big problem for everybody across the country. It's preventing unloading and threatening shortages of everything from bananas to auto parts.
And right now, some store shelves are already looking bare as a wave of panic buying moves across North Texas.
Economists say there's no reason for it, but if you go to a big box store or a major supermarket, you might have trouble finding some necessities.
We're definitely out of toilet paper.
Yeah, well, it is crazy in there. It's like a Saturday.
Most economists and consumer advocates say there will be no shortages unless this strike drags on for a really long time. The big retailers, Costco, Walmart, Sam's, Kroger, and all the others, anticipated the possibility of a strike, and their warehouses are chock full of stuff. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Experts watching all of this panic buying over the dock worker strike say it's all unnecessary.
When we went into stores like Sam's and Walmart, we saw plenty of water and toilet paper.
I urge the customers is not to panic. Panic doesn't help anyone. Hoarding doesn't help anyone. It just complicates everything. We will have enough stuff.
UTSA business professors Mugayala Kool and Mark Lung.
The impact on the more short-term items, especially what we are seeing in the supermarket, grocery item, I think the impact will be less.
That's Meredith Hawes reporting panic shoppers have been stocking up on water and paper goods like toilet paper and paper towels.
The city of Dallas is calling for a group that's supporting some proposed amendments to the city charter to stop using pictures of Dallas police officers that were posted online as part of the push on the city's website. The group says Dallas Hero wants to pass a charter amendment to force the city to hire hundreds of new officers. The city says the group has taken a picture of three officers from the city's website and then they used it in their campaign materials. The city says they didn't have the officers' permission. So they should stop.
Dallas police are investigating after they say a five-year-old is shot in the leg in Oak Cliff Wednesday night. The shooting happened on East Overton Road. Now we're told that the child is being treated at a hospital, but very few details have been shared. It's still unclear this morning if somebody has been arrested in connection with that shooting.
The judge who is overseeing the capital murder trial of a man accused of killing a 7-year-old Wise County girl has set a trial date.
Wise County Judge Brock Smith says Tanner Horner will stand trial in March of next year. He's accused of capital murder in the November 2022 strangulation death of 7-year-old Athena Strand. Horner was a FedEx driver who delivered a package to Strand's home. Police say as Horner backed out, he hit the girl, injuring her, but instead of getting help, police say he strangled the child and dumped her body 10 miles away. The case has been moved from Wise to Tarrant County because of publicity. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Grand Prairie School Board has voted not to reinstate their suspended superintendent. Last month, Jorge Arredondo was put on paid leave. He's not been publicly accused of wrongdoing, but last night, trustees agreed that Arredondo will not return to his job. He's only been on it for a couple months now.
And the former Fort Worth school superintendent will receive nearly $1 million in a separation agreement. More than half of that is going in a cash payment on Helica Ramsey. The rest is the equivalent of salary and benefits she is due. Ramsey resigned from her job last month. If you're looking to invest, you'll need more than just a Costco card to strike this deal. Costco is now offering 1 ounce platinum bars for sale, but they come at a hefty price of $1,100 each, available exclusively on the company's website. These bars follow last year's successful launch of gold bars, which sold out quickly.
That sounds good. You guys want to split one?
Yeah, I'll cut that right in half.
Their drone show broke 2 Guinness World Records. They just appeared on America's Got Talent, and starting tonight, you can watch them in the skies above the State Fair of Texas.
Capel-based Sky Elements is an aerial entertainment company that releases thousands of drones in the air to create vibrant light shows that make characters, shapes, even logos for special events. They just recently made it all the way to the finals of America's Got Talent with a July 4th themed patriotic drone show. They wound up finishing 3rd. The Guinness World Record event featured 1,500 drones, marking the largest and tallest drone show ever witnessed in the state of Texas, towering at 700 feet. But starting tonight through Sunday, they will be lighting up the skies near Big Tex. All four nightly shows will begin immediately after the mattress firm illumination sensation, starting around 8:25. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRL.
Some North Texas synagogues have increased security as the Jewish high holidays begin with the Jewish New Year celebrations of Rosh Hashanah. Even in the midst of commemoration, there is tension because Monday will be the one-year mark since the deadly Hamas terrorist attacks on Jews in Israel.
The black high school student in Texas suspended over his hairstyle will now be back in federal court. He's hoping he can return to his school.
18-year-old Daryl George is hoping a federal judge will allow him to return to classes at Barbers Hill High School east of Houston, where he faced suspension last year and this year due to the length of his dreadlocks, a violation of the dress code. His attorney, Allie Booker, says they're hoping for answers from Judge Jeffrey Brown.
Why he did not take up the matter of the temporary restraining order, and also tell me why he's not allowing me to depose Barbers Hill when I have an open case that's running.
They're arguing the dress code is discriminatory. George recently transferred to Sterling High School.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today's the day some will get to live out their dreams as principal for a day.
Students and teachers at various Dallas ISD campuses today will get a special visitor who will be the head honcho as they walk through the hallways. Local business and civic leaders will step into the shoes of Dallas ISD school leadership in a fun way to hopefully share their own experiences and inspire the next generation of leaders. They will get to interact with students and teachers and learn about the impactful work happening in classrooms. Dallas ISD hopes these pretend principals will also gain valuable insight into the district's strengths and challenges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, Kristen. I'm excited to say that I'll be one of the principals for the day today. Big shout out to Stevens Park Elementary School. As soon as I get off the air this morning, I will be heading out there and putting on my principal ball cap, and I'll be principal for the day at Stevens Park Elementary School.
Outstanding. Everybody be really nice for Principal Joe.
Man is hospitalized in serious condition after falling, get this, inside Fort Worth's iconic downtown abandoned grain silos. He was trespassing, or as some call it, an urban explorer overnight.
Search and rescue workers in North Carolina are not giving up the search for victims nearly a week after the remnants of Hurricane Helene devastated parts of the state.
Death toll is nearing 200 people. Property damage in the billions. We're joined by Jim Krasula in North Carolina with the latest. And Jim, as we move on here now, 5-6 days after the main impact, I would imagine that the search for survivors, while it is on going, it's looking bleak as well.
Very much so. Good morning, fellas and guys. I should say that there are still several hundred people missing here in North Carolina, the mountains of western North Carolina, and also over in East Tennessee. But again, yes, search and rescue efforts are continuing. Again, one of the big problems is simply getting from here to there in the mountains, because so many roads, 500 or so roads, have been washed away, bridges as well. So it's very difficult still to get to some of these more isolated places, some of the smaller towns in western North Carolina outside of Asheville.
How are the communities coping right now? Because that has got to be devastating and just excruciating, just wondering and waiting.
I think a lot of it probably is what do you do next? What do you do first? What do you do beyond that? What do you do today? What do you do tomorrow, a week from now, trying to figure out? So many people have lost everything, obviously, and unfortunately, there's been a heavy, heavy loss of life. Now CBS News confirming more than 180 deaths from Florida to Virginia from Hurricane Helene. So, again, they're trying to get supplies into these people as fast as they can. Let me mention, too, you just had a business reporter up talking about business, and there's a town a little bit northeast of Asheville called Spruce Pine, North Carolina, and there is a large quartz mine there that has now been temporarily shut down. Why is that important? Because the quartz there is considered so pristine, it is used worldwide in the global production of solar panels and semiconductor chips. That's a very, very important mine, quartz mine in western North Carolina. And as of right now, it's shut down. They have no idea when operations will resume. Part of the problem for this mine and many other businesses across the mountain areas is the availability of workers, many of whom are, again, isolated because their homes, they no longer have roads or bridges to leave their homes to go to work. So, again, that's going to be an issue that we'll have to watch as well. Also, let me mention, obviously, we know North Carolina's a key battleground state. Election officials in the counties across western North Carolina are vowing to do everything they can to make sure that every registered voter is able to vote in November. Again, with the tremendous disruption of daily life there, that is a concern.
Jim Krasula reporting for us live in North Carolina.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.